Well, I got a couple of news items for you. You know you like them, don't you? I do. Anyway, before that, you will watch my videos. You will like my videos. You will believe everything I say. You will become a cult of Solo Man. Yeah, maybe not. Let's get rid of that. It's hard on the eyeballs, isn't it? Anyway, as usual, the links to the stories will be down below. So here's a picture of maybe a white knight. I don't know, not sure. I believe this happened in Liverpool in the UK, but they went out drinking, this guy and his friends, and it got to about 12 o'clock or something like that at night, and they went to get something to eat at a takeaway, as we normally do when we go out drinking, don't we? And he said he noticed a femon in there that was on her own, which I don't believe. At 12 o'clock or gone at night, that femon would never be alone by then. Certainly not going into a takeaway anyway. But the man says she was having trouble using her contactless card or something. So he stepped in and tried to help her. Of course, it might be his judgment may have been impaired by alcohol, and he was trying to chat her up. And a guy appeared out of nowhere and went nose to nose with him, and then gave him a bit of a thumping onto the floor. And then they disappeared. And the girl too, of course, who was supposed to be alone, which she wasn't. And the man noticed something on the floor when he got up, and it was part of his ear. So he had to go to the hospital to have it all stitched up or something. He did ask in the takeaway place for any CCTV cameras, but they didn't have any. It's not likely that they're going to find the guy who did this. Well, once again, the catalyst was the femon. This is the dangers of white knighting for femons in today's world. So don't do it. Because they don't need no man, do they? And for those young men out there, this type of story repeats itself day after day. So don't get involved with helping femons anymore. Because when something happens, it'll be your fault, or another guy's fault, and the femon will go off scot-free. And she won't thank you for your help either. So stay away, guys. Well away. Now, here's a strange story. Don't know whether to believe this one, but never mind. Here goes. It's a bit of a laugh. Apparently, when her boyfriend has sex with her, her dog bites his ass and makes it difficult for him to perform. No kidding. Well, I think the solution is quite simple. Bang the dog instead. Oh, that would be another video though, wouldn't it? Maybe the dog thinks he's attacking her. But what type of man actually tolerates this anyway? Well, of course, maybe he likes it. Don't know. But once would be enough for me. Then the dog would go, or I would. Anyway, what's the dog doing in the bedroom or wherever they're doing it anyway? Very weird story all round, this one. Well, I suppose the dog could be biting something else. I guess it's good job it wasn't a Rottweiler. Anyway, let me know what you think about that weird one. Now, I'm not going to show you a picture of the next sort of news story, because it's very sad. It's about a one-year-old femon baby. And it's been found out that she has a very rare brain cancer. And there's hardly any hope for the young little girl. Now, I don't know whether anybody's noticed, there's a lot of this going on. These young children are born with sort of genetic defects already. And it's become very widespread and nobody seems to be saying anything about it. At least the authorities are not saying a thing. I myself know some young people who've had a baby that is basically terminal. And the other ones that I know are sick all the time. Having a healthy baby is very rare nowadays. What do you guys think of that? Let me know. I'll still put a link to the story though. So here's a story that happened at a pub, which was run by a husband and wife team. And basically the pub landlady stabbed the barmaid with a fish knife a couple of times because her husband said her name in his sleep. The barmaid didn't die. She had to go to hospital and got fixed up. But the landlady was charged. But you can understand why if you take a look at the pictures here, I'll show you. Now here's the landlady. That would be the man's wife. She's 47 years old. And even with loads of makeup, she wouldn't look that great. And she probably has a personality to match that look. And here's the barmaid, 18 years old. Now, you can understand why the man said her name in his sleep. There's a great comparison between the two, isn't there? The 47-year-old, her time is done. Her magic is gone. But the 18-year-old has it all. But apparently men aren't allowed to monkey branch like femons do. And I'm sorry, I can't blame the man at all. But the wife also thought she was having an affair with her husband. Which isn't surprising, if he wasn't, why wasn't he? But apparently he wasn't. But the wife has been put into jail for 10 years. She only has to serve 2/3 of it, that would be 3 years roughly, with good behaviour, probably 2.5, less than that. But it does leave the pub kind of free for the man to do what he wants. So if he hasn't had that bar lady, have her. when you're lying on your deathbed, you wish you had? I bet his wife noticed when he talked to this barmaid. He talked to her a lot different than he talked to his wife. Yeah, I can imagine. But of course, if you twisted around and it was a man that stabbed a female or something, or a man stabbed another man, he would spend a lot more time in jail. Because he doesn't have a tube between his legs. And is a born victim. Anyway, those are the stories for the moment. Links all down below. And you will like this video. You will recommend it to your friends. Thank you for watching, and you will wait for my next video and watch that one too. You'll watch them all.